the name of Triune God. Today is new Sunday, first Sunday after the resurrection. Let us meditate the theme, Jesus, Lord and God. Let me read today's gospel portion, which we have just heard, the gospel according to St. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 29. Let me read the verse 29. Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Let us pray. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we gathered in your presence for worship and meditate your word. Help us to understand what you speak to us through the word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Beginning with the chapter 20, John provides four scenes of personal encounters with James after his resurrection. Each one personal encounter presents evidence that Jesus is the promised Son of God and Messiah, and his resurrection has the power to transform our individual lives and the world. Personal encounter with the risen Lord. Apostle John starts with himself and Peter, the evidence they saw in the empty tomb. John chapter 20, verses 1 to 10. With that experience, their confusion turns to understanding, and the result is belief. John then directs our attention to Mary, who sees and encounters Jesus personally. John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary's personal encounter with Jesus Christ, her grief is turned to joy and she believes. Then John introduces to the upper room disciples who see, encounter and hear Jesus personally. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Through this experience, their fear is turned to peace and they believe. In John 20, 24 to 19, John presents Thomas, a doubting disciple who encounters the living Lord Jesus. Thomas' belief and doubt immediately vanish into worship and belief. Thomas confessed, "My Lord and my God." Christian faith is based on personal encounter with Christ Jesus. I would like to share two thoughts. Thomas' doubt and Jesus' personal encounter. Thomas' doubt and Jesus' personal encounter. John alone mention Jesus' appearance to Thomas. It had a special place within the scheme of his gospel. John connects this appearance with the whole purpose of writing the gospel. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. John 20, verse 31. This statement, which comes immediately after the Thomas narratives, every honest doubt will be a gainer. Doubts can open new way of truth and conviction. In Old Testament, Gideon doubted how God could use him. He challenged God to provide proof of his reliability, and God honored his doubt. Judges chapter 6, verse 36 following. Abraham and Sarah laughed at God's promise of a son. Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. But Abraham relied on God led to such a trust that he was willing even to sacrifice his son when God asked. The father of all believers was once a doubting Abraham. Some people think it is unfair to call this disciple doubting Thomas. Maybe, but it goes to his credit that he did doubt. He wanted his conviction to be as strong as possible. The evidence of the sight and hearing was enough for the other disciples to know that Jesus had been raised. But Thomas sought evidence of touch also. Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nail, I will not believe. Jesus was willing to give him all the evidence he wanted. Jesus invited Thomas to see my hands and put your finger here. Jesus says to Thomas, do not disbelieve, but believe. It means stop doubting and believe. To believe in Christ is ultimately know if it for yourself, not on the basis of second-hand report. To believe in Christ is ultimately to know it for yourself, not on the basis of second-hand report. Second, Thomas' confession. Thomas' confession. It is not clear in the text whether Thomas actually touched Jesus' wounds. What is clear is that everything changes when Thomas sees Jesus' wounds and resurrected body. All of Thomas' conditions and demands fall by the wayside. Thomas immediately makes the highest and most profound confession in the Gospel of John, my Lord and my God. Thomas confesses who Jesus is and simultaneously confesses who Thomas is not. Jesus is Master and God, not Thomas. Thomas' confession is an act of submission. We should also notice that Thomas' confession is a very personal act of worship. He says, my Lord and my God. He is not making an abstract confession. His confession is relational, personal, and possessive. Thomas saying, Jesus, you are my King, my Master, my God. Lord, you are my King, my Master, and my God. Will we confess with Thomas, my Lord and my God? In verse 20-29, Jesus turns from Thomas to another audience and says, Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Who is Jesus talking about? Who are these words directed towards? They are directed towards every future believer who will not physically see Jesus' wounds and resurrected body, but will hear the testimony of the apostles and prophets and believe. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Here Jesus is calling for belief, not based on sight or touch, but on the message of the witness, of the witnesses. Here Jesus is calling for faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Thomas' encounter with the risen Lord tells us that in the midst of our doubts, Jesus comes to us, giving us the assurance of his living presence. We put our hope in the risen Lord, even when we don't have all the answers. Let us pray. Those